The world, of course, is at odds with itself. And you are being able to see the many, many factions that exist in the same world. And you are now looking at what it is to hold a kind of peace in yourself that allows you to live in the presence of all of these things. Particularly, are you looking at the things that are not like you, that do not follow your beliefs, but are going to exist? And so you are now beginning to work with then how you manage yourself when you are in the same space as something that is being managed in a completely different way than you would manage it. Now, why this is happening, of course, is a result of a complete overturn, an overturn of everything, where all things are exposed. So rather than get into the embroiled part of it, we need to be centered. We need to be choosing, we can almost say choosing quietly, for the right thing in every moment we are able to do that. Because when we do that, we are holding up the place where the light can shine. Rather than using the energy to go to war with what is not that, we need to use the energy to continue to make the steady choice for what is true, for what is good. And this is not always an easy thing to do. And you do not have news programs, you have war programs that are showing how everything can go wrong and what that looks like. And there is more light coming, and that is what we are moving toward. We are moving toward a time with more light. It does not change everything, but it does make more places where things can grow that are light. And that is what we are looking for. What can you grow that is light and that spreads light and that does the work of the light in the world? Because with enough of that, then we can change the energy of the world. It does not make everything else go away. We understand what a pleasant dream that would be. But it does mean that enough light has gathered that the right things can grow. When you look at this inside of yourself, you will find that sometimes similar things are happening. Things turn up inside of you. Some things you know about, some things perhaps you were not that familiar with, but they are there. And they do not need to be denied, but they do not need to be the reason for war inside of you or with others. This is a thing that is inside of you. But what you want to do is gather light inside of you so that there is a place for the things of light to grow. There will be some displacement, some of the things that you may be experiencing that are not light can be displaced. It does not mean that they are all gone, but it simply means that there is light there instead of the shadow that you might be dealing with. Once again, we want to remind you that we do not want to make war inside of ourselves. And we certainly do not want to carry that war to the outside. That would not be a good thing to do. So as we are walking in the world, please remember that even when you look at the world, when you can view a part of the world where light is growing, then your focus and your attention are going to the right things. It is not a denial of the shadows. It is simply a focus and a support on the light things. So let us begin to breathe easily and deeply. Breathe in the energy of peace. Exhale fear. Breathe in the energy of hope. Exhale the energy of sadness. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your body, and feel the cleansing move up through the chakra systems, through your body, through your heart, your throat, your third eye, and let that cleansing energy open the crown. Now feel your energy moving upward and out through the crown. And find yourself in the vastness of the night sky, seeing the points of light that go on into eternity, and holding your own light among those lights. See a silver path that is illuminated. Step onto the path and allow that path to move you without effort. See gates that open and enter a place that is for you and only you, where even the air is blessed and every step you take draws up into your body and your energy all that you need. Now move upward to the place where your teacher waits for you, and spend this time with your teacher. have spoken with your teacher. Allow the teacher to give you a gift and yourself to know it. When you've known your gift, thank the teacher who has come to be here with you and receive the teacher's blessing. Breathe in your blessings, all of them. Hold them fast to your own energy. And feel your strength and your spirit returning to you if it has in any way moved away. The path, feeling the cool air of the night wind in the eternal sky. Come to your room and your circle. And as a service, find a gift or message for those who sit here with you. Thank you. when you found your gifts and you're centered in your body, breathe into the center of your body and open your eyes.